So members of the RMT union at Southern Railway are striking for 24 hours today in a row over the role of guards on trains. Our reporter Mitch Mansfield is at Three Bridges station today.
Yes, good morning, Danny. From, I'm afraid, a very wet and grey Three Bridges station, but also quite a quiet station, to be perfectly honest with you. I got here at about 6 o'clock this morning. There are already plenty of staff, even some metal barriers out to try and help manage the queues that they were expecting due to this strike, but that just hasn't really materialised. The trains themselves very busy, but they haven't seen the kinds of crowds they were expecting. In fact, one member of staff here said to me that he thinks people have just simply stayed away and learnt their lesson, in his words, from last time.
And here we are then, election 2017 with Mark Carter from Now. To Mitch Mansfield, who's in Eastbourne, down at the seaside. Morning to you, Mitch.
Good morning to you, Mark. Not quite seaside weather here, though. It's absolutely chucking it down. But inside, it's nice and warm. The counter's just in front of me, having a well-earned rest. You've got sweets everywhere, empty bags of Haribo. You know the drill. They're going to need a lot of energy to keep themselves going here this evening. Both Conservative and Lib Dems, both contesting this seat, both still saying too close to call.
Eastbourne, one of those very interesting seats, of course. It was for a while Lib Dem.
It was indeed, and a very popular MP too, who is contesting this seat here. That's Stephen Lloyd. He was here from 2010 to 2015, and he lost ever so closely in 2015 by just 733 votes. That's just 1.4%. No wonder the Tories have made this a key target for them on this campaign. They've had Theresa May down here, they've had Boris Johnson down here, all supporting Caroline Ansell, trying to hold on to this. The other really interesting thing about this one, Mark, is back in 2015, there was a UKIP candidate. There isn't one now. So the question is, where are those votes going to go?
The East Surrey Hospital at Redhill has fully reopened this morning. This is after the dramatic explosions and fire ripped through three ambulances which were parked outside yesterday afternoon. Our reporter Mitch Mansfield is there right now. What's it looking like now, Mitch?
Looking very much like business as usual, Neil. In stark contrast, really, to what happened here yesterday when a blaze started in a parked ambulance outside the east entrance, which is where I've made my way over to now. And the extent of the damage, extremely evident here this morning. The smell of burnt tarmac and grass thick in the air. There's shattered glass all over the floor. The roof structure just in front of the entrance completely charred. The sign burnt away, and the road bollards just in front of the entrance melted away as well. And that was all because of the fire that started here at around 2:15 yesterday afternoon, when there were reports of loud bangs as the blaze spread to two other emergency vehicles. Pictures from the scene on social media. You may have seen them, Neil. Striking images showing a huge plume of thick black smoke rising into the air. These witnesses saw it all and they described what happened.
I think there's five big explosions altogether.
Interesting times in Eastbourne. We're reporting on this with Mitch Mansfield, our man there, where we've seen the Conservatives lose the seat and the Lib Dems regain it.
I just want to see if we can grab a quick word with Stephen Lloyd. Yeah. We're BBC Sussex live on air.
This is BBC Sussex. Hello, my friend.
You said in your speech, it's good to be back. Just describe for us the feeling, first of all.
It's quite difficult to describe. There are a number of big national issues that I'm going to harass and I'm going to oppose and I'm going to challenge the government on.
There is also, Stephen, the small matter of Brexit. You went against party policy by deciding not to oppose Brexit when it went to the vote. How do you deal with that now in the weeks and months ahead?
I made a promise during the referendum that I would respect the result of the referendum.
Is there a possibility of the Lib Dems propping up the Tories in a coalition?
No, absolutely not. I've given a total commitment to the town that we will not go into to coalition the Conservatives. I would not support it in any way, shape or form.
Stephen, you are a man in demand. I best let you go, but congratulations and enjoy the evening.
A man's been arrested on suspicion of murder after a woman's body was found at a house in Weybridge in Surrey yesterday morning. Our reporter Mitch Mansfield is in Weybridge this morning. Whereabouts are you, Mitch?
Yes, good morning, Emily. Well, it was widely reported initially that this took place at a property in St George's Hill in Weybridge, a very prosperous private estate. But it actually took place just down the road from where I am now in Crossfield Place. It's a nearby estate, which is still nonetheless an exclusive and private part of Surrey, accessible only to residents. But I have just seen a police car go through the gates as investigations continue this morning into what happened here yesterday.
So what do we know about what happened yesterday?
We know, Emily, that officers were called to the property here just after 10 o'clock yesterday morning. That was by the South East Coast Ambulance Service. It was there they found a 38-year-old woman's body. Another man was also taken to hospital for treatment. And it was last night confirmed by Surrey Police that they have arrested a 46-year-old man on suspicion of murder.